BGC welcomes new UK ministers and promises industry support. The Betting and Gaming Council, BGC, the trade representative body of industry stakeholders, has welcomed Labour MP Lisa Nandy on becoming the new Secretary of State for Culture, Media and Sport, DCMS, in an open letter to the new United Kingdom, UK, government. Nandy was one of several new ministers who will oversee gambling and the proposed legislation changes in the UK. The chair of the BGC also welcomed Stephanie Peacock MP as the new gambling minister and said that as an organisation that represents more than 100,000 people in the gambling industry, it wants to collaborate with the new government to improve standards and safer gambling in the region. The new UK government has stressed it wants to achieve growth in the economy, and the BGC was quick to point out that the gambling industry in the UK is vibrant, contributing £7 billion to the economy and generating more than £4 billion in taxes while committing hundreds of millions to the top level and grassroots sports in the country. Quote, BGC members are currently in the midst of the biggest regulatory changes in a generation following the publication of the White Paper, which Labour backed, and much of this work carries on now the election has been completed. Opening square bracket ellipsis closing square bracket. The BGC and our members remain committed to working with Labour to implement the evidence-based, proportionate, regulatory changes outlined in the White Paper, ensuring those measures get the balance right between protecting the vulnerable, while allowing the vast majority of punters who enjoy betting responsibly to continue doing so without unnecessary intrusion. Michael Duggar, Betting and Gaming Council Chair. New government makes safer gambling its priority. Stephanie Peacock has an in-depth knowledge of the gaming industry and has formed relationships with gambling stakeholders prior to becoming part of the new government. She is a keen advocate of Safer Gambling Week and has previously attended BGC meetings. This means responsible gambling is going to be the top priority for any legislation changes. Before gaining power, the new Labour government had worked with the BGC and other stakeholders in the gambling industry. This is to ensure the continuity of the proposed changes to the Gambling Act and the ongoing White Paper changes that are currently being considered and were introduced by the previous administration. Quote, Labour recognises that almost half of adults participate in some form of gambling, with the majority doing so safely and in moderation. From bingo to the races, many forms of gambling are rightly considered part of our British cultural tradition. Further to this, I know the success of the sector is vital for the economy more broadly, whether that's betting shops, casinos, online betting and gaming, or the companies that develop games. BGC members support over 110,000 jobs, generate billions in both GVA and taxes, and contribute to the success of many of our beloved sports through sponsorship and media rights deals. Stephanie Peacock, MP. Speaking at BGC AGM.